General Secretary Xi Jinping of the Communist Party of China's Central Committee will attend a summit of leaders for global political parties on Tuesday via video link. He'll deliver a keynote speech at the event that takes place amid celebrations of the CPC centenary. Close to 10,000 representatives from over 160 countries are expected to discuss governance, COVID-19, and major changes in the world. Chinese astronauts have completed the first spacewalk outside of the country's new space station. Liu Boiming and Teng Hongbo installed equipment and moved the position of a panoramic camera yesterday. Commander Nie Haisheng stayed inside during the seven-hour process. This was the second spacewalk by Chinese astronauts after the Shenzhou 7 mission in 2008. Chinese cyberspace authorities have requested that app stores delist Didi Chuxing. The ride-hailing app was found to have illegally collected and abused user data. The company is urged to fix the problem in accordance with Chinese laws and standards. 50 people, including three civilians, are dead after a military transporter crashed in the southern Philippines. Officials say all 96 passengers and crew on board the C-130 aircraft are now accounted for. The plane carrying newly trained soldiers crashed upon landing on Jolo Island before noon Sunday. Retrieval operations for the black box are ongoing at the crash site. British Housing Minister Robert Jenrick has suggested that England may soon abandon legal requirements for wearing masks.
We are going to, I think, now move into a period where there won't be legal restrictions. The state won't be telling you what to do, but you will want to exercise a degree of personal responsibility and judgment. So different people will come to different conclusions on things like masks, for example.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to give an update this week on the plan to scrap the remaining COVID-19 restrictions on business and social interactions set for July 19th. Meantime, some doctors have expressed concern about further easing restrictions as infection rates rise, largely due to the Delta variant. Officials in South Florida say the remaining portion of a collapsed condo will likely be demolished. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says the demolition will open up new areas for rescue teams to explore.
Our top priority is that the building come down as soon as possible, no matter what time that occurs, and as safely as possible. Bringing down this building in a controlled manner is critical to expanding our scope of the search and rescue effort and allowing us to explore the area closest to the building, which has currently not been accessible to our first responders.
The decision to demolish the Surfside building came after concerns that the damaged structure was at risk of falling, endangering crews at the site. So far, rescuers have recovered the remains of 24 people after two more bodies were recovered on Saturday night. No one's been rescued alive since the first hours after the building collapsed on June 24th, and 121 people are still missing.